Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibrois in Parshas Voschanan states, Shamor Es Yoim HaShabbos L'Kadeshoi. Guard the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Rashi comments that in Parshas Yisroi, the word Zachor is written. The word Zachor meaning to remember. Rashi writes, Shnehem b'dibur echod, uv'teva achas ne'emru, uv'shmi'o achas nishma'u. Both words, shamor and zachor, were said simultaneously, and they were heard in a single hearing. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Emes Liakov, writes that this subject needs clarification. He writes that it is certain that only one of these words were written, either Zachor or Shamar. And as a simple proof, he writes that the halacha is that if we find written in a Sefer Torah both words Zachor and Shamar in the same place, the Sefer Torah is posel. Therefore, we must understand how these words were written on the Luchos. Rashi held that there was no difference between the words of the first Luchos and the second Luchos, and rejects the opinion that Zachor could have been written on the first Luchos and the word Shamar on the second Luchos. Rav Yaakov suggests the following approach. Nir ela anias daiti, devadai rak echod mehem hoyon nichtav baluchos. It is certain that only one of these words were written on the Luchos. Uma shehuzkar beparshas Yisroi zachor uveparshas Voschanan shamor, hainu mishum shebeluchos hoyu harbe tevois begeder kriyon veloy chesivon, as to why there is a difference between the two parshios, is for the same reason that there are numerous words that are different. These words belong to the category of kri uchsiv, words that are written one way, but read another way. Many of our kadmonim held that kri uchsiv is halacha l'moshe misinai. Therefore, it is possible that the word shamar was the ksiv, and the kri was zachor, or lehefech, the opposite. And this is the pshat in bedibur echad ne'emru, one being the ksiv, and the other the kri. Rav Yaakov also quotes from the Lashon of the Ramban, in Parshas Yisroi, V'yitochein, Shehoyo baluchos harishonois uvashiniois kosuv zachor. It is possible that in both the first Luchos and the second Luchos, it was written only zachor, but Moshe explained orally, Ba'al Peh, to the Bnei Yisrael, that Shamar was said along with it, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this commandment. The Ramban concludes by saying that this was the true intent of Chazal in stating Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echod ne'emru. Rav Yaakov also suggests that we can possibly bring proof that Shamor was the word that was written, since the word Shamor is indicated in the tefillah of Shacharis on Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matinas chelkoi. And it continues and says, Ushinei luchos avonim hoirid b'yodoi v'chosuv bohem shemiras Shabbos. The word shemira is written in the tefillah. This thought is also written by the Netziv in his Chumash HaMeik Dovar in Perek Hei Pasuk Yud Tes. Rav Yaakov continues to write, according to what we have discussed, this sheds light on the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Chanina ben Ogil asked Reb Chia bar Abba, מפני מה בדברויס הראשונויס לא נאמר בהם טויב, ובדברויס האחרונויס נאמר בהם טויב. In reference to the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, which appears in both sets of Aseres HaDibrois, why is the term toiv only written in the second set of Dibrois? In the second set of Dibrois, the pasuk states, Ulema'an yitav loch, so that it will be good for you. So Rabbi Chanina asked, why the difference? Rav Chiya bar Abba answered, before you ask me why Toiv is mentioned in the Dibrois Acharonois, first ask me if in fact Toiv, good, is mentioned at all in the Dibrois Acharonois. Rav Chiya bar Abba's response seems astonishing. How is it possible that Rav Chiya should not know such a simple fact? To explain this, the Rif in the Ein Yaakov explains that Reb Chiya did know what was written in both sets of the Luchais in the Torah. However, he did not know what was inscribed in each set of the Luchais that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai. This discussion concludes with Rav Ashi stating that Toiv Leman Yitav Loch was inscribed in the second Luchais. Why? Because Chas v'Shalom Pasukah Toiva miYisrael. Heaven forbid that Toiv, goodness, should cease from amidst the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe shattered the first Luchais in response to the Chait of the Egel HaZahav, and the second set of Luchais remained intact. Therefore, the first set of Luchais could not have the word Toiv.